Preparations are underway for Sudan's first multi-party elections in 24 years, in which voters will select a president, parliaments, and regional leaders across the ethnically and religiously divided country. Leading opposition parties have pulled out at the last minute, leaving serious doubts about whether tomorrow's presidential race can do anything other than cement the long rule of President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. The Bishop of Yei in southern Sudan, Ercolano Lodu Tombe, says that for some, this will be their very first opportunity to go to the polls.
Registrations have already been completed and elections are fixed for April the 11th. And so people in both south, north, the whole of Sudan are looking forward to having these elections, and people are eager to come forward to exercise their rights to choose their leaders. Some of these people will be choosing their leaders for the first time in their life over the last 40, 45 years. But most majority of the people will be having the right to exercise voting. People are eager and they would like really to that this day is come, and the hope is that they will be peaceful, fair elections, you see. That is the hope. Here and there are incidences of people who always want to spoil situations. They take advantage of this election in order to spoil them, and that is where we would really pray hard and work hard to see that those elements are controlled, to let the people of Sudan exercise their right to choose their own leaders. So elections are fixed for April the 11th. Whether it will last one day, 2 days, or four, that I don't know.